The reunion party was more like a Thanksgiving service than a celebration. Feelings ran too deep for that. From time to time, the buzz of conversation in the wardroom would suddenly stop, and there would be complete silence, while everyone shared a single thought. Am I really alive, or am I dead and merely dreaming that I'm alive? And how long is the dream going to last? Then somebody would crack a feeble joke, and the arguments and discussions would resume. Most of them centered around Sir Colin, who, as he had claimed, had indeed enjoyed a grandstand view. The oncoming missile had hit near the asteroid's narrowest point, the waist of the peanut. But instead of the nuclear fireball the two watchers had anticipated, there had been a huge fountain of dust and debris. When it had cleared, Kali had seemed unchanged. Then, very slowly, it split into two almost equal-size fragments. As each carried part of Kali's original spin, they then began a leisurely separation, like two whirling ice skaters who had let go of each other's hands. "I've visited a half-dozen twin asteroids," said Sir Colin, "starting with Apollo 4769, Castalia. But I never dreamed I'd see one being born. Of course, we won't have Kali 2 as a moon for very long. It's already drifting away. The big question is, will either of us hit the Earth, or neither? With any luck, we'll both pass on either side, so even if that bomb didn't go off, it may have done its job. Space Guard should have the answer in a few hours, but if I were you, Sonny, I wouldn't take any bets on it."